prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is absolutely getting nearer the end of the month. It's 20 August 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. Boy, are you in for a treat tonight. If you already seen the schedule sent out, then you know who the guest's going to be tonight. But if you haven't, you hang in there. I'm going to bring up a man in a minute that is, well, once I mention your name, you know what I'm talking about. Before I go there, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, whatever y'all want to do, place an order, give donations. Chris will be here and working and doing what you can to get this thing pulled together and help me get this office in line. But please feel free to call tomorrow with any questions or comments or whatever I can do to help. We're here tomorrow. That's what we do Thursdays for. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll help us if you'll call our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You can order the books being offered this month. The two books combined, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution by J.T. Headley, the history of the chaplains and pastors of the 1700s who taught the churches why they had to have independence and how to glorify God, folks. That's all in this book. And Quotations to Read and Ponder, compiled by Daryl Eberhardt, has quotations from a first chief justice to presidents, to different people, and even me, yeah, really, believe it or not. They're all in there. Both books are normally about $44. Right now, to both them together, $35. That's included delivery price. I hope you take advantage of that because these two books are needed by everyone. But if you have students still in school, especially if you're homeschooling, give them more foundation to build on. These books are available. Just call tomorrow and ask about them. And, of course, we're still offering the rest of the month, offering the teaching I did on American prophecy. And, folks, it's so plain. It's as plain as a nose on your face once you know what you're looking for. Finding America in the Bible and the nations that are going to come against her in the last days. It's available. 3-hour teaching comes along with a book and also an outline of where we got the teaching from. So it's all available. Regularly $39.95. It's on sale tomorrow for the rest of the month, $29.95. And yes, we try to make a few dollars because, I mean, let's face it, folks, radio time isn't free. Satellite time isn't free. I mean, none of this is free. Labor is not free. All this takes funds to keep this thing running, and it'll be 33 years in March. So I want to thank all of you for all these years you've helped us keep this thing on the air. But you call tomorrow, ask questions, anything you want to do, or order something if you'd like to. We'd love to hear from you. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope you'll call and talk to us. Our guest tonight is a gentleman I've seen online, and I watched him in interviews for several years now. Never thought I ever had the privilege and honor to have him on the program, but I did a month and a half, 2 months ago. And he's back with us tonight, and this man is so generous and so gracious to come right off national TV, right onto a little radio station with me, or broadcast with me tonight, and share his vast wealth. We're going to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough. Now, if you don't know who he is, type his name, Dr. Peter McCullough. Oh, my, you're going to find out information about this man. I want to say, he's a medical genius. He knows what he's talking about. Dr. Peter, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on, Pastor Budge.
Oh, it's good to have you. Our last time on, people loved it, and I did too, and we just barely got started. I mean, you can't do it, but if you had 4 or 5 hours, I'd like to pick your brain for many hours to get information about the things you know. And I'm not going to presume tonight to get you really on any certain topic, because you cover so many issues. I watch them online. I read them online. You cover everything from turbo cancers to other vaccination cover-ups. You cover all these issues. I want you to feel free tonight, and pretend this is your broadcast. You share with the people all over the world that listen tonight, they listen all over the world, what you want to share and what's on your heart. Please speak from your heart like I know you will. You go right ahead, Dr. Peter.
Well, this week, that two pediatricians, Dr. Paul Thomas and Dr. K.P. Stoller, are suing the U.S. CDC over their vaccine exemption guidance, which is basically written into public health law. And what that means is that our government agency doesn't give people the freedom that they should have to, not take a vaccine, any type of vaccine. And, they're ignoring people's health conditions, mild allergies or intolerances, other conditions that could make a vaccine cause side effects. And because of that, the kids, effectively, in some states, are forced into taking vaccines. So the general trend here is what's called vaccine freedom. People should have the freedom if they want to take vaccines or not without the government telling them, without schools requiring.
Very true. Here in West Virginia, our governor, as soon as he's got in office, put out an executive order telling the people that they did not take vaccines if they didn't want to for the children. They could claim religious immunity or whatever, but the law was not changed. So therefore, the state education board ignored the governor's ruling, and they're still forcing most children to take vaccines. But we're still fighting that in. But go ahead, please.
Well, where we're heading on this is there's great concern that all these vaccines piled on children, and it's way more than they ever gave you or me, Pastor Butch, when we were kids. There are very few vaccines back in the olden days. But nowadays, the kids face dozens and dozens of vaccines, sometimes given all at once. And the question is, are all these food allergies and all of these other problems that the kids are having, asthma, various neuropsychiatric disorders like attention deficit disorder.
Autism.
Yeah, could it be related to excess vaccination? And so a lot of parents are saying, hold on, I've got 2 or 3 kids with all kinds of allergic problems. I want to ease up on the vaccines. And the states like West Virginia is not giving people the freedom that they should have.
No, they're not. Yeah, and I have to give our governor credit for doing some things right in this state, and he's trying hard to change this whole matter. But it's not easily done whenever you've been a state for so many years that wouldn't allow the exemptions. But he came in with some ideas, and he's made some difference. But they're fighting every step of the way over this idea of vaccines. So we got to keep this up, because this is a battle for the lives of children. You know, I had a friend of mine out of Tijuana on last night, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. He runs BioCare Hospital, naturopath doctor, MD, surgeon, all in one. Talk about the diseases that my generation didn't suffer growing up. Autism was almost unheard of. Children having cancer was, it just didn't happen. Children having heart attacks. and passing out on the field playing ball. Those things didn't happen. Something's changed in our country.
Well, how about this? How about just a peanut allergy? We used to eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches. They would never allow a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in an elementary school nowadays.
No, they wouldn't.
So something's dramatically changed. And people should be asking the question, why? What can cause the immune systems in these children to be so different? Well, the one thing that markedly changes the immune system is giving many, many vaccines.
And I correct me if I'm wrong, but is it about 80-some vaccines that they receive now?
It depends on how you count it, but it's way up there. 80, 90, even over 100, depending on the different schedule and how often the COVID shots are given. But what people are raising the question is, when's enough's enough? You could see some things in the past, before we had the water supply cleared up, you really did need a polio shot. You can see the value. So, for instance, measles has really dropped the case count on measles, and chickenpox has as well. Okay, that's great. But do we still need to keep up with diphtheria and pertussis? We can treat that with a simple antibiotic. Or tetanus, we clean out wounds and give antibiotics. And Haemophilus, we give antibiotics. So it's so many of these diseases, they're very rare to begin with. And if you got them, they're covered with antibiotics anyway.
Well, I know you know about the fact they're working on giving vaccinations for artificial immunity. You probably saw that, too.
Yes, and, it keeps going. The World Health Organization has got a plan to 100 different vaccines to countries of different, socioeconomic status. 500. So where's the limit on vaccines? The companies are making a fortune because the governments buy these vaccines.
Of course. Of course. And it's really hard to sue a vaccine producer for damage done to yourself or whoever else that it happened to, because they've been given immunity, basically. So surely anyone with any common sense can see this is nothing but a cover-up and a con, if you will, and somebody making money off of it. It's not just the pharmaceutical companies. So are doctors, and I'm convinced so are politicians. They're getting paid to do this. What do you think?
Well, recently, American Academy of Pediatrics is fighting Robert F. Kennedy for letting children. COVID vaccines in children, they don't even need them at all. And now Kennedy shot back today and said, look, it's on their website. They're taking all this money from Pfizer and Moderna and the companies who make the vaccines. So it's as plain as day. It's a corrupt system. The medical societies are corrupted by the vaccine money.
Well, it's hard for decent moral individuals to imagine that the dollar is much more important than the children's lives or even adults' lives or even the elderly lives. It's so hard for people with any common decency to imagine that this is going on in the country. So I think it's one of the reasons people have a hard time believing it, because who would be so cruel as to sell their soul, so to speak, for a dollar that's going to harm a child?
Well, people do it because of what we call vaccine ideology. I have a recent book out, Pastor. It's called Vaccines, Mythology, Ideology, and Reality. And in there we go through the history of vaccines. And the history of vaccines is quite interesting, where early on people accepted vaccines based on faith, not on science.
That's true.
In fact, the first promoter of what's called variolation, the first type of inoculation for smallpox, was a minister in Massachusetts. His name was Cotton Mather, 1721. He said that this procedure, this inoculation, is a gift from God. He thought that was a gift from God. And back then, they didn't know he saw some of his kids die from measles, so you can imagine he was so fearful, and he was working with smallpox with Dr. Boylston. But, you know, Cotton Mather, he's a Puritan minister. He was also an advisor to the judges in the Salem witchcraft trials. He also believed in witches.
Well, I can't argue that point in some cases, but anyway, but you know, this is, we all have been brainwashed in believing that vaccination is the way to go. I know when I was a young boy, polio vaccines come out. You got jabbed, and then you took a sugar cube, and this was something everybody did. It was mandatory. No one argued about it because it's for the sake of the children and everybody else involved. But again, Dr. Peter, we're seeing people being, I want to say, suckered in to more and more all the time. And we're watching the results of this, and from children literally dying and adults dying from turbo cancer. Explain to people, what is turbo cancer?
Turbo cancer is a cancer that's far more aggressive and moving more quickly than an average cancer. It's like a cancer on overdrive. A good example is Deion Sanders. He used to play for Dallas Cowboys. Remember, he played offense, defense. He could play baseball. He's terrific. He pushed the COVID vaccines, was out there in social media taking these shots. He got blood clots down his leg. They're amputating his toes. Nearly got his whole leg amputated. He never admitted that it was a vaccine, blood clots. And then sure enough, now he says, oh, I got turbo cancer of the bladder. And he's gotten his whole bladder removed. He's not even 60 years old. Pastor, oh, I've never seen that in my career. I've never seen that in my medical career over 40 years to have bladder cancer that aggressive in a younger man. And sure enough, there are medical papers published showing the vaccines accelerate bladder cancer. It's as plain as day.
Well, now, does he admit it now, or is he still not blaming the source of that?
No, he's still blind. And we wrote to him, we tag him on social media, we show him all the information. He's still blind. Now, he doesn't go out and promote the COVID shots anymore. He stays quiet on them.
Oh, my. That's sad. That's sad that the man could have the ability to reach people and maybe save some lives if he wasn't afraid to say anything. That's really sad. That truly is. But, you know, he's not alone on that. I mean, from what you have uncovered, I know you can't know the definite answer, but what percentage of people are getting deathly sick or just sick from the vaccine, from the COVID vaccine alone? What has been that you think the percentage of that from those who took it?
Well, the CDC had data from their very early safety program people had on their cell phone when they took the shots. 10 million people responded to it. And the answer was
losing?
About 7.7% who took the shot got so sick almost immediately they had to go to the ER or could be hospitalized.
Well, I'm going to keep on talking.
So 7.7%, okay. That's pretty solid.
All right, I'm sorry you cut off there for a second. Can you repeat the number again?
Yeah, so immediately sick after the shots, like enough to go to the hospital, Pastor, the number was 7.7%.
Okay.
Now, of people who are just get chronically sick, there was some survey data out in 2022. And the answer was probably about 15% of people who took the shots. Something's up. They don't feel well. They got chest pain, numbness and tingling, losing their eyesight, hearing, developed cancer, a variety of problems. So, I mean, that's sure, 85% are fine. Like my neighbor, I'm just passing his house right now. He's fine. He doesn't have any problems with the vaccine. My mother-in-law took him, no problem. But 15% is a pretty high percentage of people with side effects.
Yes, it is. But I wonder, too, how many of those vaccines were placebos. I wonder how many of them were not even real, that they give them placebos so they wouldn't get sick.
Well, that's a good point. And I think the good Lord stepped in with my mother-in-law. And she took two shots. And it turned out that she never felt them in her arm. Nothing at all. And we're so worried about her. We finally checked her blood test for the spike protein antibodies. And she had almost nothing in her. Compared to other patients, like on this blood test we get, she was 200. Anything less than 1,000 is a good number. Some patients who take the vaccine, they're 5 or 10,000, 15,000. This is a blood test you can get on your own. You can go to LabCorp website and get and go order it yourself and go get the test. Anyhow, the point is, when I asked her, I said, Mama, did you ever have any side effects from the shots? She goes, I never felt them. I never felt them in my arm. She goes, I've had flu shots that cause more pain, as if nothing happened. And what you said is right, Pastor Bush. It's like they had a placebo, like they were given next to nothing. And two research papers by Dr. Manichi from Denmark show that you know, it turns out a decent number, maybe 75% of shots could have been like duds. You know that because people who took the shots, they got COVID anyway. They obviously didn't work.
That's very true. That's very true. I remember watching Biden and others get up there and say, well, you take the shots, you won't get the disease. I never can understand that if the children or the adults had the shots, why do those who don't take the shots, why are they a danger to them if they're immune to it? Why is everybody scared of them? I never could figure it out. Why are you afraid to go around somebody who didn't take a shot if you've had a shot? That's just a question I've been asking. No one seemed to be able to answer too well.
Yeah, there was a lot that didn't make sense. I'll never forget when Anderson Cooper, who had COVID a bunch of times on CNN, had Bill Gates on. Bill Gates is, you know, one of the wealthiest guys in the world. He's a big vaccine investor, by the way. Anyhow, they both had COVID multiple times. They both took shots multiple times. And Anderson asked him, well, Bill, are we done? Are we done having shots since we had so many shots and we had COVID so many times? And Gates says, well, I think just to be extra certain, we should take some more shots.
Oh, my.
So you can tell. Now, look at Biden. Biden publicly took six shots. He's on camera taking six shots. He had COVID three times. In fact, Biden, I think, started to develop some problems with the vaccines. And the vaccines cause a neurologic syndrome that's not classically Alzheimer's and it's not classically Parkinson's, but it's kind of a blend of both. And that's what he had. He looked like, to me, he had a blend of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And then sure enough, later on when he gets out of office, for sure we find out he's got turbo cancer of the prostate.
Yes.
You know, prostate cancer goes from 1 to 9. 9 is the most aggressive. He has a number 9, and it's already into his pelvis and spine almost certainly. And come on, you know he's getting very careful monitoring as a president. That thing developed out of nowhere like wildfire.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And he's deteriorating, of course, like you said, mentally too. So I don't know, have all the answers to that, but I wouldn't doubt that the shots had something to do with it. But beyond even that, not even scientists. I mean, I've talked to morticians who've seen things in the blood stream, in the blood vessels they never saw before. Really weird. They look almost like living entities. That's really scary.
It is. You should have on your show retired military leader Thomas Haviland. He's researched this and actually conducted a survey among morticians. And the answer is about 70% of the time people die, they're finding huge blood clots. In fact, when someone dies and they go to the undertaker, I hate to talk about this on national radio, but when that happens, they put in catheters and they drain out the blood so they can put in the preservative, right, and embalming.
Right.
Well, they put in the catheters and nothing comes out, and they start dissecting the blood vessels, and they find huge blood clots. This is unbelievable. And they pull them out, and they're whitish. They're rubbery. They're rubbery. I've seen them myself, and they don't dissolve. You can't hardly break them up. And I've never seen that in my career.
And what's been studied is what's in them is what's called the spike protein. That's that protein produced by the vaccine. You also get the spike protein in you from COVID. So this could be effect of COVID or the vaccines or both.
Wow. That is really, well, I would like to talk to the gentleman. I really would. If he's available for an interview, I'd love to talk to him. If you'd help me get in touch with him, I will talk to him.
Yeah, I will.
I will do that because that's important. We got to get this information out to the people. It's just too much evidence for it to be ignored. But yet we don't hear anything about it much on ABC, CBS, or NBC. They don't discuss it. They don't come out and talk about it. I know it's a cover up. I mean, that's obvious.
But, it must be. Now you get on other stations like Real America's Voice and some of these others that they discuss it openly, but Tucker Carlson, and I went on his show, you know, way back when those things were really hot and heavy. Tucker has brought this out, that the big stations like CNN and the others, they have contracts with the pharmaceutical companies for advertising. You know that because you see all these advertisements on TV at night, and especially during the news, you find all these advertisements. And so what Tucker said is that because they have a pharmaceutical advertising contract, they actually control the content on the entire platform. Meaning, if you got a contract with Pfizer for Pfizer commercials, they probably tell you, listen, don't you say anything bad about the Pfizer vaccines.
That makes perfect sense because they pay millions of dollars to the networks for these commercials. So that makes sense, yes. So they're being bought off. But again, they're selling people's lives for dollars. And let's face it, in the world today, in America, the greedy run the government and they run the businesses as a whole. That's all I can say.
Well, here's one constructive solution. I think they should ban the pharmaceutical advertising on TV because it's very confusing, particularly to elderly patients. And they quickly, starts using all these different abbreviations. You don't even know what they're talking about half the time. And then they have to read off all these side effects, and they'd read it really fast. You can hardly even hear them.
Yes.
And all these disclaimers. And it, by doing all this advertising, it raises the cost of the drugs, so the companies have to charge more. It confuses everybody. And it's preventing fair reporting of what's going on in medicine. You got to turn on TV and get a fair report on a new medicine or a vaccine or a new surgery. You can't have the pharmaceutical companies influencing the reporting content.
Wow. We are in a mess. We are in a mess. Have been for a long time. It's just gotten worse. But do you see a little bit of a turning? Are you seeing more people get their eyes open to this? Well, we have to go to break here. Hang on, top through the break, please, Dr. Peter. Folks, back at the break. And your phone calls at 717-300-1698. Don't you all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back talking to Dr. P. McCullough. This gentleman is about the most on-demand gentleman, health consultant that I've known for a long time. And he's always on radio, TV, writing articles. He's everywhere at one time. And if you have any questions, comments about what we're talking about tonight or anything else maybe to do with health care, please feel free to call us at 717-300-1698. And Dr. Peter, you're out there exposing all this and trying to make a difference in people's lives. Are you seeing any results as far as pharmaceuticals backing off at all, or do you see just increase in their effort?
They're doubling and tripling down right now. I think they see their revenues in jeopardy. You saw that through the American Academy of Pediatrics and some of the other activity right now, people fighting Robert F. Kennedy as an example. You can tell that the pharmaceutical companies are... they're scrambling. You know, he cut off 22 programs, and they called them vaccine development programs. The government wasn't doing any vaccine development. What was going on is the government was handing money over to the pharmaceutical company, and the pharmaceutical companies were doing their work. The government doesn't need to be paying pharmaceutical companies to do that. They got plenty of money themselves, not our taxpayer dollars, and the government doesn't need to buy vaccines. I think the government should get out of the vaccine business.
I think the government should get out of our lives, basically, period, when it comes to health care. I mean, they have no business in our personal lives like that, none at all.
If we choose an alternative
treatment, we should be able to do that. It's our body. But, you know, I mean, a woman can kill her baby, an unborn baby, because it's her body. But we can't choose an alternative health care situation to save her lives. That's just unspeakably evil, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. The government should not be in the healthcare business, and healthcare should be apolitical. So, you know, one solution would be to try to have some government coverage for catastrophe. You know, you have some major auto accident, you can't control it, to have some coverage there. But if people, you know, paid cash for their things they want to do on their own, And nowadays you can get a health savings account, which is wonderful, and just let it build up over time. You could use it. That's what I do to spend on things. And a couple my age, me and my wife, I was able to put away $9,500. It's like an IRA. It builds up over time. And so if you have to spend something on, go see a doctor or you want an alternative health treatment, you can do it. And you pay it out of that account.
Yes, yes, that's a great idea. I agree. But you know, I'm getting so, I know you are too, and I'm older you are, I'm sure. But I'm sick and tired of being told what I can't do with my own life, my own property, my own body. I've been on this earth a long time, and I've survived without them. I really have.
Are you over 80, Pastor? Is that true?
Oh, no, I'll be 77 in about 2 weeks, so okay.
77. Okay, yes. Well, listen, you get over 80, it's almost like getting over the end zone in a football game. You've already scored your touchdown.
Okay.
And, I think you ought to get some type of special privilege. You get to a certain age, and people really ought to start leaving you alone. What I know is that senior citizens, they feel pushed around by the government and healthcare.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to get things. Like my mother-in-law and my mother are up there in age, and my wife and I are always scrambling to try to, you know, get them what they need in terms of their healthcare.
Well, everything's so controlled and so much red tape. I mean, you got to get a license to speak somebody more. It's just unbelievable. Getting a live person on the phone is really getting hard to do. You can't. It is frustrating. And I hate to admit this, but as you get older, sometimes you need a little more help with health care. So it should be easier, not tougher.
It should be easier. Let me tell you something that's helped out, if I could put in a good word for a nationwide company. They're called Graith Healthcare, G-R-A-I-T-H Healthcare. It's led by a woman, Priscilla Romans, and my wife and I used it ourselves when we needed to care for my father. But basically, you get a hold of them, you do pay them, a fee, and they'll coordinate all the home care, people coming in, and how to get the medicines and IVs. You can do things at home. It's far easier and less expensive than going to clinics or ERs. And it was best money I ever spent when my father-in-law got sick towards the end. They helped greatly. And he never went to the hospital. He actually passed away at 98 in our house. And let me tell you what, you pass away at home in your sleep,
That's the way my dad went in my home, almost 92 years old. Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
That was beautiful. But yeah, you have my phone number already. You have my cell number. Text me the name of the military gentleman that you was talking about, and also the lady you just mentioned about the health care. I'd like to talk to both of them.
Yeah, that'd be quite useful. You know, there is this alternative health care movement. So there's natural doctors.
Right.
Others. And, you know, people ought to look into it and see if they can get the help that way. The MDs, I'm an MD, we're so busy with really sick patients with very serious illnesses. You know, I think if people can handle things on their own with natural doctors and lighten the load here, that's wonderful.
That'd be wonderful. You're right. That's a good point. But you please send me the information on those two people. Don't forget that if you don't mind. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch. Dr. McCullough was talking about, you know, the blood vessels, not blood vessels, but the blood veins turning like the rubber and, you know, things like such that. My sister, my second oldest sister, when she took the booster, just in a matter of a few days after we'd had a stroke.
Hmm.
And we know it was caused by the vaccine. And then again, someone that you and I both know, Butch, a doctor friend of ours, she's an ear, nose, and throat doctor. She was telling me right after the booster shot came out, it's a matter of almost 3 months, that she saw over 300 people within 3 months of hearing loss.
Yes,
because of
true.
The booster.
Yes, yes, she said that. Yes, she did. Absolutely.
So these are things that, you know, a lot of people aren't even bringing out. And you know, it's happening. And now I'm seeing commercials about get your COVID shot. Just because you have some heart condition, you need to get this COVID shot. Or it's not really a COVID shot. It's something to be something for like a booster. And it's not quite exactly a COVID shot, but it's connected to it. I'm not sure what it's called. But they're pushing that. And you go to the grocery store, get your COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife just said free, and that's right, it's free.
That's true.
Well, free, it's not free because the side effects comes with a heavy cost.
Mm.
And that, you know, and that heavy cost can get very expensive, and it's going to affect us all. But my biggest question is this, and the Lord's been laying a lot on my heart lately about AI. And I'm going to be doing a radio broadcast next week because I also host a show about the dangers of AI called the Church of AI. Now, in the medical field, are they pushing AI very strongly for treatment or a diagnosis?
Yes, they are. And, in fact, I think AI could help if it helped the doctor retrieve the records and assemble things and have you. But instead, the positioning is to have AI replace the doctor.
I've heard
of that too. That the doctors be replaced, and all they have is just workers, and the workers will just carry out the orders of the AI doctors.
That's very true, and that's getting kind of spooky. We can go into another time, but a lot more depth. Good question, Joe. Anything else?
I'm just telling everybody to get their spiritual house in order because there's some crazy things coming down. And I believe very soon. And we just better be ready.
That's
all I have to say.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Joe. And Doctor, I know we won't get time getting AI tonight, but that really is getting to be in some very dangerous territory. And I'm not by any means an expert on it, but I talk to people that are somewhat experts on it. And this is encroaching in our lives in ways that we never dreamed possible, and ways that literally could take over our lives if we let it. And some people are all for it because they're too lazy to think anything on their own. They'll ask AI about it. But that's where we're headed, is it not?
It's true, but we need to realize that these are advances in technology, just like cell phones and the internet have helped us. Artificial intelligence can help us greatly as gather information. For instance, I had a patient today with breast cancer, and she was asking me about the different drugs in this particular category. I'm not a cancer doctor, but I had to quickly pull up the drugs and see if they have any effect on the heart. You know, thank goodness for AI. It assembled everything.
I agree. That's why it's very useful. But it's getting into the area now that even churches are bringing in AI Jesus. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all for real.
Oh, come on. Really?
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I wish I wasn't telling the truth, but I am. I truly am. Let's take another call. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Gene. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. And hello, Doctor. Grateful for my call being taken. Now, I only have one question. It's based on what I've heard on the radio concerning COVID. Has you yourself ever seen or heard of a sample of COVID being available to be studied?
Yes. So this gets down to, is the virus real? And the answer is yes, it's been real. It's been isolated and it's been purified. The Chinese actually make a vaccine out of it. Indians do too. And it's been fully sequenced. You can see it under electron microscope. So for sure the virus exists.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good question, Gene. Thank you. Very good question. I'm so thankful for my listeners that they're intelligent people. I don't like listening to me. But anyway, let's speak to John in Texas. John, come on in.
I heard a while back that actually these test kits that they had, that if you did the test, that the test actually had the COVID vaccine, that you would come out reading positive, that they were giving you the vaccine through the test.
No, just a clarification. The test itself, the swab, did not have the vaccine on it. However, there's a very interesting there was a vaccine developed in Australia, and because the COVID spike protein was devised in this Chinese lab, there is a protein sequence in it that matches HIV. It's very important. And so in this trial of this Australian COVID vaccine, it turned 100% of people HIV positive.
Oh, wow.
They didn't have HIV, but there shows that this is manipulated. And there are people who have taken COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and they've developed false positive HIV tests.
Wow.
But I didn't hear about the Australian thing, but I had heard that that was part of what they put in the vaccine. But I heard that, you know, and I thought, well, so I never took the vaccine, and then I have O positive blood, but I do a lot of vitamins and try and keep my immune system up. Every time I had a snivel, I'd put a little bit of olive oregano on my little finger, put it up in my nose, and breathe it up. And so I don't know if that knocked it out too, but because I always try to do something.
Did you ever have COVID or severe COVID, or did these things work?
No, I haven't even had a cold probably for about 3 or 4 years because, you know, of doing all that.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive.
So the oregano is very powerful stuff. And then I do a lot of vitamins to my immune system up. But like I say, every time I felt like something was happening, I'd put it couple drops on my little finger and put it up in my nose and get it up into my sinuses, and whatever was going on, if it was a cold, COVID, I have no idea. I've never had the flu as far as I know. I don't do any vaccines.
Well, good. I'll tell you what, you're a model.
You're a model. I mean, you know, if you don't get sick year after year, you're obviously doing something right. And
Amen.
A couple points. Oregano itself is anti-infective. It has immune-boosting properties. In fact, it's in some immune-boosting supplements. Wellness Company has one that has oregano in it. And then the other point is O blood had a far easier time with COVID, if they even got it, compared to A positive. So there was a connection to blood type. So you're on the right track.
That's good to hear, because I'm O positive also. Good. Okay, anything else, John?
Well, one thing about olive oregano, though, I had shingles, and I was a poor man. I didn't have the money to go to the doctor, and it was really bad. And so I had some different products. I started experimenting. Olive oregano stopped shingles right in their tracks. I was doing, though, I was buying like a pure deal, mixing up myself, and If you really have some bad sores, you don't want to mix it up real strong, but the olive oregano will stop shingles right in their tracks.
Well, you mix it up, one part to three parts? How do you mix it?
It's 25% olive oregano and 75% olive oil.
Olive oil.
But I was really bad off, man. All I could do is sleep on one side, man.
All right, that's good information.
One last thing, sir. How frequently did you put it on the shingles rash?
I do it every day, but like I say, I was real bad off because it took a while for me to figure this out. So it had got pretty bad, and so sometimes I might have got it wrong. So that one spot though, I had to weaken it a little bit. But they scab up, and so they went away. And so then, I was painting my cousin's house. It seems like it was like a month later, maybe a couple weeks later. It seemed like it was more like a month then. And they came back. But I was still doing it because I still feel this weird stuff, you know. Even though the scabs were gone, you know, there's something else going on. But anyway, it broke out again. And the only reason I knew it broke out again is it scabbed up again. But it all comes down to where it stops them right in their tracks.
When that did, Dr. Peter will know, were you doing it once a day or more than once a day?
I was just doing it once a day.
Once a day. Okay.
Well, but what you said about AI with Hillary Clinton, and they came out with the HMO, they tried to do Obamacare way back then. And that's when all these HMOs came up. And back then, there were problems with people going to the doctor, and they're saying, well, we're not going to pay for all this and all this. So it sounds like this thing of the AI thing taking place of doctors, it's almost like what Hillary Clinton was doing with the doctors back in those days, you know?
You never know. But any man can put a ring up his nose, it's pretty tough on him there right now. Well, good call, John. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Good information. I just get information. Any comments before we go to another caller, Dr. Peter?
You know, I just want people to explore these immune boosters. So oregano is one. Elderberry is another. Echinacea is another. And so these supplements that kind of utilize multiple ingredients, there's something to it. And, of course, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, those
sure.
are kind of standard.
Yes. Okay.
But people ought to explore some of that. That's an interesting story he told us.
Let's go to Frederick right here in West Virginia again. Come on in, Frederick.
Yes, Dr. Peter McCullough, hi. I followed your protocol that got me through COVID.
Okay, say that again, Frederick.
I followed your protocol, Dr. McCullough. That was my guide for getting through COVID. I was searching for truth. I didn't know who to believe. And then I thought, this, I can believe this. This looks really good.
Okay.
Excellent. How old are you?
71, but I'll be 72 next month.
Well, there you go. You know, it was a tragedy for people to be admitted to the hospital. And, you know, almost all the deaths occurred in the hospital.
That's
and if
true.
You could stay at home, you could get through it. It was sad when people went on the mechanical ventilator for so many. It was all over with.
By the way, Frederick, what day in September?
I don't want to say.
Well, mine's the 7th. Mine's the 7th, and my wife's the 25th. That's why I was just wondering.
We'll talk in private about that. But Dr.
Okay.
McCullough, if somebody does take this spike protein test, let's say they get a score of 2,000 or 10,000, what should they do?
They should do the ultimate spike detox from the wellness company.
Can you get that website?
Get on Amazon or go to twc.health /courage. twc.health/courage. And you get a bottle of it. You take two capsules twice a day on an empty stomach and do it for about a year. I was at 2,300 myself. And because I'd seen so many sick patients, and I got it down to about 900 after about 9 months of it. I'm continuing it because it's good for the heart. It's good if you have heart blockages and you're older. It's a mild blood thinner, and it's over the counter, so you don't need to get a prescription.
And
that's called the Ultimate Spike Protein Tablets.
Yeah, Ultimate Spike Detox. It comes in a yellow and gold label, Ultimate Spike Detox.
And the website again is what?
twc.health/courage. That'll get you a discount.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good call. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for good call. And it's Ultimate Spike, one more time.
Ultimate Spike Detox.
Detox. Okay. I'm going to repeat that over because people get that. All right, let's go to Washington State. About out of time. Let's go to Esther. Esther, come on in.
Hello, Dr. McCullough. Thank you for doing this. It's so good. Thank you. I belong to a group. We get together every week, and we have knitting. So anyway, long story short, I've seen a lot of symptoms of the injection. And today, the subject of COVID came up. And the one lady who's very smart is actually an accountant for a grocery store. She emphatically said twice, COVID caused all my symptoms, not the vaccine or the boosters. And when she said that, a huge question in my mind was cleared because I thought, how can so many people do this and not know what the vaccines do? So is it the hospitals and the health administration that is simply saying, no, COVID gives you your symptoms, not the vaccines? Could that be possible?
Yes, that's exactly what they're telling them. So they don't want to implicate the vaccine. But there's a good study by Daxner and colleagues from Germany analyzed this. at least 70% of it's from the vaccine.
Okay.
And it, what happens is the vaccines load the body with this spike protein. You can't get rid of it. Then you get an infection on top of that and get some inflammation. And then you develop the symptoms. So people actually, you know, localize it to getting COVID. And they don't think, well, geez, I took three shots. I loaded my body with it. So the infection just pushed me over into the symptoms. A lot of times numbness, tingling, hearing loss, vision loss.
Yes.
Blood clots, etc.
Right.
Okay.
And that study again was Daxter and...
Yeah, it's D-I-E-X-E-N-E-R.
Daxner.
Yeah,
okay.
It's done in Germany. 48,000 Germans, they carefully analyzed it, so...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling, Esther. And... And doctor, please don't forget to send me those two names you said you sent me. But now we're down about the last minute or 20 minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing to the people?
I think everybody ought to get a spike blood test. Go to LabCorp and go to on-demand testing. Order your own test, $69. Go in, get your test, see where you're at. It's very helpful. Anybody over 1,000 on this test, get Ultimate Spike Detox from the wellness company. And, you know, take it for about a year. If you don't want to fuss with the blood test, if you know you took the shots, just go to the wellness company or go on Amazon, get the Ultimate Spike Detox, two capsules twice a day. Once they start this protocol, which I've scientifically supported, I've published it in peer-reviewed literature, I've never had a cardiac arrest or a blood clot. Sadly,
really?
We hear about new cardiac arrests all the time, and it's people who have not gone on the detox.
Really? So this detox is something you should take for at least a year. But you said we should probably just go and continue it. Is it expensive?
No, I think with discounts you can get it for maybe about $60 a bottle. It's the way to go. Wellness company is very good about the discounts. If people sign up for a membership, if you're going to do this for a year, you get them for free, which is wonderful. So just get them every month. So some people just get a membership because they're going to buy a couple supplements. So you can easily get over $100 buying 2 or 3 bottles of various supplements. So you might as well get a membership for like $99.
And get them for free. That's a good deal. Yeah. Dr. Peter, I've enjoyed this. I hope you have. And I'd like to do it again sometime in the future if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you. I'm honored and so nice. I'd like to look forward to meeting you soon.
What did you say?
I'm looking forward to meeting you soon, Pastor.
I hope so. I really do. God bless, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. Show me some of those names. And, folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. What a great broadcast tonight. We love you, and we really do. See you in the office. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.